This is Michael Johnson, and we're here at Interop 2006, and my guest today is Dan Leary, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Concentry Networks. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Concentry Networks deals with LAN security. Now, why is that important?
Well, today LAN security is a really big focus for enterprises because the risks have really never been higher. When you look today, outsiders are frequently insiders. We've got a proliferation of mobile devices both inside and outside the network, and some very highly publicized breaches that have all really intensified the focus on needing to protect and secure the LAN itself.
Well, with those changes, it seems like what was state-of-the-art before, obviously, in this industry, things move pretty fast. What's state-of-the-art before isn't quite state-of-the-art anymore. Tell me, what was the situation before and what's state-of-the-art now?
Absolutely. What we saw, the early focus in state-of-the-art was on securing the perimeter. And when you look at the installed base of firewalls, they were really focused on protecting and securing that perimeter. And it was all about controlling access between the trusted internal network and the untrusted external network. And it was fundamentally an easier problem to solve. You had fewer points to control, slower access speeds. But clearly today, enterprises have found that that's an insufficient approach and solution.
The perimeter has changed. And so where is the perimeter? Where does it exist right now? Because obviously if that threat, you're talking about folks from the inside, then that sort of redefines what the border area is.
Yeah, you know, and it's really today the way most of our customers look at it is, you know, the LAN is the new DMZ. There really is no specific divine perimeter anymore. And they have to look at their entire local area network as the new perimeter for that.
Okay. So what do Concentry applications offer as solutions for that?
Well, we were really founded to focus on the LAN and the unique challenges presented by providing security at the LAN. You've got to be pervasive, you've got to be very fast, you've got to be cheap, and probably most importantly, you've got to be really easy to deploy. And all of that required fundamentally looking at the problem in a new way, with new equipment and a new vision. And the way we looked at it was the only way to solve this problem was to be embedded directly within the LAN infrastructure itself.
So the security has to be inside the perimeter, since the perimeter, basically, we don't know where it is anymore.
Exactly right. It's got to be everywhere, and it's got to be pervasive and easy in order for it to really work.
So access is a big deal right now. We've got, as you were saying before, folks with mobile devices, virtual private networks, all of these things that are coming up here. Tell me about these two terms that I've heard, and we can define them. NAC is actually two terms in one. Why don't you define exactly what NAC is?
Yeah, there is a lot of confusion around the term NAC, and it's often referred to as either network admission control or network access control. And let me kind of talk about the differences between each. Network admission control is a little bit more narrow in scope. It's really focused on what are the steps needed to admit a user onto the network. And so you've got to really authenticate a user, check their credentials somehow, and make sure they're actually authorized to get onto the network. The second component is what's often called a posture check. And here we're really trying to make sure, is the user's PC up to date? Are they free of malware? Do they have the appropriate patches? And only then will I let them get onto the network. When we look at the second term, network access control, it's much broader, and it includes not just those pre-admission steps, but post-admission controls as well.
So let's talk about that control a little bit. So how do you control the user once they're on the network itself? Because, okay, they've been checked at the door, they've been checked inside, but you still got to sort of track where people go, right?
That's absolutely true. And this is, again, where you need to have a device that's not just watching the users as they come onto the network, but it's really got to be able to watch all the traffic generated by that user and constantly ensure that they're in compliance with policies. It's really all about controlling where a user can go and what they can do once they're on the network.
Okay. And you've got other people that come in from the outside. Maybe your business has to deal with other vendors that come in. They have to exist within your system a little bit. Tell me a little bit about how you deal with access from folks outside your network.
Yeah, it's a really key issue for many of our customers today. We're increasingly seeing large populations of contractors that need to have access to the network in order to do their jobs, but they need to be very tightly controlled in what they can do. A very common example would be, for example, someone like the IBM contractor who needs weekly access to the blade servers in the data center, but our customers need to ensure that they aren't able to access other very sensitive resources inside the enterprise.
So what about internal employees as well?
Yeah, that's another key issue, and we commonly see this around very sensitive internal servers. For example, finance servers that contain very sensitive financial data. The need there is to ensure, for example, that only finance employees can access that key data, while ensuring that other employees that don't have a specific need to know are kept out.
Tell me about the PCI standard, because I know that this kind of dovetails into this talk about compliance. And what, let's define what PCI is and how compliance plays in.
Yeah, it's a big issue, and there's a number of standards, but one that we're seeing a lot, as you said, is PCI. And this is really the payment card industry standard mandated by the credit card companies, Visa and MasterCard. And it's really enforcing a new very rigorous set of controls to ensure that users' credit card data, when it's stored by these companies, is maintained very safely. One of the key requirements within PCI is a requirement to segment out access to that sensitive PCI data from the other data inside the network and ensure that there's a set of controls. For example, we had one customer that was a major MasterCard transaction clearinghouse, and upon a preliminary audit, they were told that they would fail because they had co-located on the same server critical sensitive PCI data along with other applications. Their only alternative was going to be a very long, expensive process of separating that data on a wholly separate infrastructure. What they were able to do instead with the Concentry solution is deploy our device transparently in front of the server. We were able to immediately segment that PCI data from the non-critical data and ensure that they could pass compliance. And that whole process was completed start to finish in just 3 weeks. Very impressive.
We've talked about network security. What other areas does Concentry Networks cover?
Fundamental to all this security and another key capability for Concentry is visibility. And one of the other areas where we're really unique is we have the ability to recognize and classify over 300 different applications directly within our solution. And just as importantly, tie those applications to the specific users that are accessing them. And that allows our customers to do a few key things. For example, rapidly respond to incidents that are impacting their network and their users. And fundamentally, just to understand what applications are running on their network. It's incredible, but most customers actually don't know the extent of what's running on their network and who's utilizing that data. And so access to that in a real-time and actionable way is fundamentally important for them.
And let's talk about threat control as well, because now we have these things coming from without as well as from within. How does Concentry Networks deal with threat control?
It's another key capability for us, and really what we're doing here is we're preventing a network meltdown. The key threats that are emerging today are what are often called zero-day attacks. And so these are new viruses or new malware that there aren't any known signatures for, but can rapidly spread throughout an organization. And so what we do is use behavioral techniques to recognize that abnormal behavior and block it directly at the source right next to the user. And so what we're doing is really complementing what our clients also have in terms of software on PCs and perimeter-based IPS or IDS solutions as well.
Now, we've covered a lot of information today, Dan. Is there more information available at Concentry's website?
There is, and I'd encourage anyone who'd like more information, if you just go to www.concentry.com, you can find out more about the company and the solutions and the capabilities that we offer.
Okay, let's give that web address one more time.
That's www.concentry.com.
I've been speaking today with the Vice President of Marketing for Concentry Networks, Dan Leary. It's been great having you on the podcast today, Dan.
Thank you very much, Michael. I enjoyed it.